hey, congrats. That's got to be a pretty big honor for you.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's not anything I was ever really expecting or thinking would happen, but you know, it definitely is a pretty great honor to be able to join some of the other guys, including my brother, that are already being in the Hall of Fame up there. So,
reminiscing about the good old days, I'm sure you do that, you know, with the family and with friends. I'm sure those Shadron State College days meant a lot, didn't they?
They did. It was a great time, you know, and had a lot of great people on our team and a lot of great memories made there playing football up there.
An All-American offensive lineman, I think mostly at tackle, is that right?
Yeah, I played a little bit my sophomore year at right tackle. My junior year, I ended up playing some left guard, and then my senior year, I moved out to left tackle. So I kind of moved around and played where I needed my first couple of years, and then my senior year got out there at left tackle, so.
We all know Coach Bill O'Boyle was the head man, I do believe, back in your day. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, kind of offensive line was kind of his baby, wasn't it?
Yeah, when I first went up there, our first couple of years, Coach Smith was still the head coach, and O'Boyle was just our offensive line coach, offensive coordinator. So I got spent a lot of time with Coach O'Boyle, and he's definitely part of the reason why we had as much success, and I was as good of a lineman as I turned out to be. So I owe a lot of it all to him and all the teaching and hard work that he got out of us. And but yeah, so he took over my sophomore year going into my sophomore year. So my first years were with Coach Smith, and then yeah, even when he was head coach, he was still the offensive line guy. So we got a lot of work done there.
To keep in touch with him, he's still coaching these days too, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. So after he left Shadron State, I think he was up in South Dakota for a little bit, and then he went down to Kent State, and then he was at Colorado for a year, and now I think he's at Northwestern, maybe, if I'm right. So, yep, he's still coaching, still doing what he does best.
Any certain game that stands out in that great career at Shadron State, a game or games that you think back and that just whenever it's brought up, you remember that game like no other?
You know, there's always a lot of great memories and highlights, but in terms of games, there's our playoff game against Abilene Christian, which was my senior year. I think we were down 56-21 in the second half. I don't remember what it was exactly, but I remember being down 56-21, and you know, we got on the sideline. We said, "Come on, guys, we gotta figure something out." And next thing you know, we tied up 56 going into overtime, and that was triple overtime. We ended up winning 76-73. So that was one of those games, yeah, that just, I don't know quite what happened, but we managed to come back, and it was quite a thriller.
You had a chance to be on that offensive line. You had a pretty good running back that many of us still remember back from those days.
Yeah, you know, an offensive line, it helps to have a great running back behind you. So Danny Woodhead was, I got to play with him all 4 years while I was up there, and that definitely is, I mean, he makes himself look good, but he makes your blockers look good. We knew what we had behind us, so if we could do our job and do it long enough, well enough, we knew he was going to make some plays, and so he made us look really good. I hope he'd like to say the same, that we made him look really good too. So it was definitely a team effort. You know, it doesn't just one guy obviously isn't going to go out there and make a football team great. So we had a great running back behind us, and our offensive line you know, had a lot of great players on it. So it was a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun having backs like him in the backfield.
You can always tell Danny next time you see him, or maybe you do, that hey, you don't go to the NFL unless I'm in front of you and helping you in all those college days, right?
You know, Danny was always really humble and always very appreciative, and he definitely was not one of those guys that went out there and acted like he did it all himself. And you know, he made you wanted to play for and play with him. So it was a great time playing with him in college.
Coach, we touched on you know, Matt going there to Shadron State and having a great career. Did him going to Shadron State kind of help you make a decision for you to go there too?
A little bit, because you know we. So he started out in Kearney, actually, is when he first went to college, and uh-huh. He was going to play baseball, but then decided that he wasn't going to get to play very much. And so he had some friends from high school that were up at Shattern playing, or just going to school up there, and they said, you know, you should come up here and play football. And so he transferred up there, and, you know, it definitely helped because we were going up there every weekend watching him play in the fall. And so I was up there around the program, around the school, around the football team. So that definitely was a big reason why I decided to go there, because I had been around it, and I enjoyed being out there and wanted to be a part of it.
He played a little basketball, too, up there, didn't he?
He did. So not your normal position switch. He was quarterback on the football team, and he wasn't your typical sized quarterback, but then he went and played on the basketball team, and he was their forward for him. So it's a, you know, not that that's a typical quarterback power forward, but that's what he did, and he did a good job of it.
And of course, you had some great coaches when it was still Imperial, correct me if I'm wrong, before it became Chase County. Am I correct on that?
Oh, I think it was Chase County.
Was it?
I think so, yeah. But yeah, we had the legendary Fred Bessler was high school football coach, and even my first couple years of high school, he was still there. And then George Purnell came in and finished up my high school career there while he was coaching for a couple of years. So, you know, we definitely had some good football genes in our background and some good coaches to learn from. So, you know, it's pretty special to both of us be able to go up there to Shattern and then both end up getting in the Hall of Fame.
What do they have planned? I'm sure you attend the football game and probably a little banquet that night.
Yeah, so they have a football game, and then at halftime they introduce everybody, and then, yeah, that Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, they have a little banquet and talk about everybody and their accomplishments and what they've been able to do. And I think we're going to plan on going up on Friday and taking in a little bit of practice in the college campus. Our daughter's a junior this year, so she's going up there for a college visit and spend a nice weekend up there and reminisce a little bit.
Yes. Yeah. Can you believe Emma's getting up there and a year and a half of school, and then it's all of a sudden college for her, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy to think how full circle stuff is coming and how fast it goes.
Of course, you're having a ball helping coach this Arapahoe football team. I know, talking to Coach Kronhoffman, you guys, boy, that team's on a roll right now, aren't they?
Yeah, it definitely is a blast. They're playing really hard, playing really well. So, you know, we took care of business this weekend against Dundee County, which was great. Got a couple more tests coming up, and hopefully see how far we go in the playoffs. So,
you bet. You're not getting that basketball itch yet to coach boys basketball, of course, there at Arapahoe. You're not getting that itch yet, are you?
Nope. I'm pretty happy to ride it out with football for a while. You know, if we have to push that first practice back a little bit, I can live with that. But
I was thinking the same thing when I was getting ready to give you a call. I thought, you know what, you might not start on time with basketball this year.
You know, that's a good problem to have if it's a late playoff run in the football. So I think we can manage with that.
Finally, you played, there was some other guys around here in our area played, Richard Smock, I do believe, up. Jace Doolin was up there. I'm sure I'm missing a few others.
Yeah, so when I first went up there, Ryan O'Day, a good McCook product, he was up there. And then, yeah, Richard and Jace Doolin were both up there. Mark Hagg from Indianola, he was up there. Gosh, there's several others. Luke Olson was in my class.
But Chase Olson from Sydney was there as well, wasn't he?
Yep, Chase was from Sydney. Luke was, yep. So, I mean, there was a lot of Nebraska kids, and it helped us form a good camaraderie up there, and it was a lot of fun.
And I think just recently, or maybe a year or so ago, Ryan Detterding of Cambridge, I think, was a lineman. I think he went to the Hall of Fame, I'm not mistaken, a couple of years ago there for Shattern State.
Yeah, he actually was with my brother, and they got inducted the same year, so we were up there and got to see him and talk to him, and so it's definitely, there's a lot of, well, even Cambridge guys. I think Chipper Jones was there when I was up there, and receiver. I can't think of his last name now. He was more Matt's age, played with more, well, both of us, but. Yeah, there's a lot of area guys that have gone up there and played and had great careers.
Brandon Flaming.
Yes.
It just hit me. It just hit me that Brandon played up there as well. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So that Shattern State was it hasn't, it's kind of fallen off lately, but it used to be a pretty good pipeline from down up here to up there, didn't it?
Yeah, there definitely was a lot of kids from this area that were going up there and playing and having a lot of success up there. So, it made a lot of fun.
Coach, hey, appreciate the time. Congrats. Have a fun time this weekend.
Yes, we'll do. Thank you, Rich.